Morris, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Morris, where is the future of education taking us?
It's taking us down a completely different path to the one that I knew of as a baby boomer. Education, when I grew up, was a system where the teacher stood up the front. She or he was the fountain of all knowledge. They told us what they wanted us to learn. We used a lot of rote learning to understand it, our times table, our spelling, our grammar. And at the end of it, we had an exam. We sat, you know, in rows down the corridor. We did all those things that we imagine education to be. And it wasn't so much about the end result. It was about the methodology, the way that we were taught to be good corporate citizens, to understand the world that we lived in and what the world needed of us and how we could play a part in it. That still is the role of education, but the way that we have to give that information across and the world that we're entering into is just so different from the one of a baby boomer.
So how will we give that information across in the future?
We're going to do it in a completely different way. Firstly, we understand that we don't understand much, and that's a huge difference, meaning that when I grew up again, there were certain career paths. It was fairly obvious what universities would need of me and what they would give me. I would have one job, one career, and that would see me through 40 years. We've talked about before that kids are going to have 6 careers, 14 jobs, and that's not because they're lazy. It's just the way that the world is being structured. They have to know things that we can't even begin to understand today. So our education system really has to teach them to be ongoing educators. They have to teach themselves and have to be open to the constant challenge of learning and understanding and sometimes even evolving or bringing into life new careers, new industries. So we've got to teach them the fundamentals. The 3 R's I think are kind of important, but not as important as they used to be. And I talk more about the 3 C's now. And the first of those is communication. Our kids are really going to have to be able to communicate. They have to get their ideas across. They have to be able to be listeners, active listeners. They have to understand what's being told to them. And that's very, very different. They actually have to be able to take almost a brief and try and work from that into what's needed of them. The second of the C's is collaboration. We're pushing well beyond teams, as most corporations call them now, into a space of collaboration. Our students of today are going to have to work locally, they're going to have to work regionally, and they're going to have to work internationally. They're going to have to work physically and digitally. And all of this moving through different careers with different jobs, it's really, really different. Again, collaboration means they're going to have to be able to come in and out of these relationships with people as they need them, work across cultures, work across time zones, all kinds of different spaces.
So how will we teach them these new skills?
I think we have to go back to core. I think we have to understand that all we can teach them is the ability to want to learn. We have to give them the fundamentals. We have to make them open and interested in education and understand that their learning will be continuous and that they will be learning both physically and digitally. The rote learning that I did, and I'm supposing you did as well, really, as important as many of us think it is, I'm not sure how important it is moving forward. Many people use technology for that. You know, they'll remember their times table by being able to calculate, and I know many listeners will scream, how will they know if they're wrong? I don't disagree with that. But there's so much more we have to fill their headspace with that I think we have to release some of that to technology and move on to teach them other things, or at least give them the wisdom to be able to understand when they need to learn more.
Yep. Let's look at some different forms of education. I know you've been looking at massive open online courses. What exactly are they?
Yeah, it's called MOOC, and you're right, massive open online courses. It's a relatively new phenomenon for a very, very old teaching system. This one works digitally, and it works on the premise of we teach once, but we can teach to tens or thousands or hundreds or millions of people across the planet. In other words, online, they can learn themselves. We're seeing more and more of them arrive, and what they are is often attached either to very, very large universities or credentialed universities or to individuals, to corporations, to companies that want to teach and educate. So they use an online platform. People will sit in front of their screen or their app or their mobile phone or some other kind of digital technology. They'll learn a curriculum either by reading, by seeing. So they might see a lecture, they might watch a video, so some sort of instruction, and then maybe they'll do some kind of testing attached to that.
Nanodegrees?
Nanodegrees were only announced in the last few weeks. So what a nanodegree is an industry's response to education. What nanodegree says is, look, it would be great if you knew engineering, but what we would rather you know is how to do X, Y, Z. So they will actually put together a very specific course, they being the education system. It might be a university, it might be an individual or a corporation who knows it well. So somebody will put together a specific piece of education. It might last for a day, a week, a month online. And then all you will know at the end of it is just that specific piece. You'll be taught it in various ways, you'll be assessed on it, and then you'll be ready to go into industry and do that thing. And the way that it's being talked about, nano degrees, is that people, as they move through their careers, will do a myriad of them. So they might do a base undergraduate qualification, as you and I understand it now, and then maybe there will be a series of nano degrees ongoing throughout their career.
Will we also see more corporate-sponsored education?
I think we have to. The reality is that our teachers are wonderful, our schools are wonderful. I don't just say that, I know that to be true, but they're stretched to the limit. They also don't know what they don't know, and corporates increasingly, as do parents, as do all sorts of other bodies, need to become involved in education. We saw President Obama in the last few weeks in America bring into legislation the thought that some corporates will be able to sponsor schools. I know this will cause alarm bells, as it should. We shouldn't just allow it to happen. But what we're saying is that they are going to fund some of the education, and in return, some students will choose to work for them, given the skills that they have. But those that choose to work for others will still have learned very, very good skills that are generically applied across all sorts of other industries.
That could be a very interesting and controversial development, that's for sure. And finally, what about online tutoring?
This is one of the paradigms, and we're seeing lots of them in this digital space. Online tutoring works on the basis that, again, we could have an individual sitting in front of an individual, and that's always preferable where we can get it, but maybe that's not possible. One of the oldest plays in this is a company called Khan, K-H-A-N Academy. It's free. It has been put up for about 6 or 7 years, maybe a bit longer. It has been funded by UNESCO and all kinds of great bodies, which is why I give its specific recommendation. Khan Academy is a series of very, very short videos on specific primary but mostly secondary education topics. So if, for instance, you wanted to understand a piece of calculus, or you want to understand a piece of science or a piece of grammar, you could go into Khan Academy, type in what you're looking for, and watch a very simple 2-3 minute video on that specific piece of activity, and watch it again and again and again. And again, it's free. It's used by lots of education systems around the world. And so it has great credentials. It's one that I love a lot.
My goodness, the future of education is changing rapidly. Maurice, remind us how we can keep an eye on the future.
It's businessfuturist.com.
Maurice Masalski, always fascinating. We'll catch you again in 2 weeks. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.